800-259-3570.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, if you need some help, is 800-259-9231. And we were talking with Lawrence about Euonymus coloratus. This is my favorite of all the ground covers for several reasons. It's an inexpensive ground cover. If you buy English ivy or any type of ivy, you have to put the plant 6 inches apart in staggered rows for the plant to really fill in and be nice and solid. Euonymus coloratus is every 12 inches. So you're using half the amount of plant. So it's a savings of 50% right off the bat. It's very, very hardy. Very few insect problems, disease problems, minimal on that. It's bright, dark green from April until September. Gorgeous oval-shaped leaves. And what I'm going to do, for those of you that receive the email newsletter, I'm going to give you some detailed information on how to grow the Euonymus coloratus in next Thursday's email. So if you don't, if you haven't signed up for the email newsletter, this may be the time, because we try and touch on a lot of different plants for you. But you put them a foot apart in staggered rows. You feed them with a fertilizer for rhododendrons and azaleas, for broadleaf evergreens. And within 3 years, it's a solid bed. But it's bright red during the winter months. Now, if you plant some at the base of like an oak or a maple, it will climb up the tree maybe 3, 4, maybe even 5 feet, so that you get that nice red foliage climbing up the tree all winter long. It's in the Euonymus family, burning bush rather, which is the Euonymus family. So it's very, very hardy, and it can be planted in an area where it gets shade. And there's not many ground covers that will grow in a shaded area. So this is a good plant. It's very hardy. Very seldom has winter killed. And I know, like, if you live in Maine, and if you try and plant the common English ivy, and we have a winter with not much snow cover, you have a lot of browning of the foliage, and it does come back, but it slows the plant ground. This is very, very hardy, will live in all areas, and a very good and wonderful ground cover. But if you go to paulparent.com, at the bottom of the front page, put in your email address, submit it, there'll be all kinds of information for you this coming Thursday. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Debbie on the line, who's calling about winter moss and red maple.
Okay, Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
The other day I heard somebody talking about winter moss, and they said that
the winter moth, besides other trees, also likes red maples and stuff. And I have a Japanese red maple, a real lacy one that sweeps down. It's 40 years old, and I just got the red maple that's sort of it's upright, but it's sort of, I guess, goes about maybe 18 feet high, or if that even, but it's like ornamental, you know. So I was wondering, I'm especially worried about the red one that weeps down, because I'm afraid of that. It's like after 40 years.
Yeah. Don't be concerned. Winter moth is a form of caterpillar. And if you've got a 50-foot tree, you can't get the sprayer up that high. It's something that you have to have commercially sprayed. But in your case, it's something that you can treat very, very easily with a regular homeowner's bottle sprayer that you attach to your hose. So what you do is go down to your garden center, tell them that you need a bottle sprayer for trees, and it will have a longer nozzle on it. And it should be able to go in a neighborhood of around 15 feet. And the product that you want to use for the winter moth caterpillar is called Spinosad. S-P-I-N-E-S-A-D. Spinosad is an organic way to control caterpillars. It's a virus. So they take a couple of bites on the leaf. They get it in their belly. The virus takes over. And within 12 hours, the caterpillars stop feeding and they die within 24 hours. Now, what's really good about this, if the caterpillar dies on the tree, liquid from the caterpillar will ooze on the leaf. And it acts as a natural insect killer. So when another caterpillar comes on that leaf, steps in it, or eats the leaf, that caterpillar is killed.
Can I just ask one more question?
Sure.
If I haven't had it in 40 years, it's just one of those things that I should keep an eye out for? Or should I definitely spray it just in case?
If you don't have a problem, there's no sense treating it.
So what would I look for, the caterpillars and chewed leaves?
What you will see are holes in the leaves. So if you see
really
that they're
skinny, lacy leaves, you know?
Right, but you will still see it.
Okay.
So the thing to do, I mean, if you don't have a problem, don't treat it. Why use pesticides, fungicides, and things like that if you've never had a problem? So there's a very good chance that you will not have this problem. But if you start to notice that the lacy leaves are beginning to have a few holes, then get some Spinosad. It's very safe. You can use it. I use Spinosad on my potatoes because it will kill the potato beetle. It will kill the tomato hornworm. You know that great big green worm?
Yeah.
The old method was to use 7, but 7 kills bees. So I don't want you to use 7. If you take Spinosad and you spray it on your on your tomato plants, when the tomato hornworm arrives, bang, he's gone. It will not hurt bees. It will not hurt a bird who eats that caterpillar. So this is the new technology in gardening. It's a disease of that insect that was found in the Caribbean at a rum factory living in the soil. A chemist from, I want to say Monsanto, but I don't think it's Monsanto, Dow. A chemist from Dow was on vacation in the Caribbean. And when you go to the Caribbean, one of the things that you do is you tour a rum plant. He toward the rum plant, across the street was another building that was all broken down. His tour guide told him that was the original plant, and someday they hope to fix it up. Well, he walked around and found that right around the building, not one leaf had been chewed. But when you went 6 or 8 feet out, all the trees had bites in them. He got permission from the government to take some of that soil, brought it to the United States, and they found a brand new organism. They named it spinosad, and they found that it is a great way of controlling insects without using chemicals. So, and spinosad will also take care of slugs and snails. So there's a lot of uses to it.
Okay.
It's getting easier for you. Okay, so don't panic. Don't use it until you see it, and because it's going to work within 24 hours. It's as
simple
as that.
Okay, and should I repeat it like in a week or so, or just, just hit it that one
usually,
time?
Usually one application. I mean, go back in 2 weeks, and if you see that new ones have come in from surrounding trees, then do it a second time. But normally one application will kill everything that's on that plant.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mary on the line, who's calling about pesticides on houseplants.
Okay, Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I'm going to put my phone, my radio down just a second. Okay. All right, I have a problem with something chewing on my inside houseplants, little bites
right.
and so forth. Now, I wanted to know, is there anything I can buy in a small bottle of, to kill these insecticides and spray it? I have horticultural oil, but it gives the directions for 25 gallons, and I just want something small.
Okay. Mary, why don't you hold on? We're coming up to a break. When we come back, I'll give you a couple of choices that you can use that are very, very safe. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Club. We're here to help you to make your garden better. We're talking with Mary, and she wants to use something that is organic or natural for houseplants. You're in luck, Mary. The new technology of gardening is really, really changing. And there's a brand new company out of Georgia that is will be in your local nursery garden center. I have seen some of their products in some of the box stores, but it's called EcoSmart, and every product that they make is totally organic, and they do have an insect repellent for houseplants, and it's made of food-grade oils like cinnamon and wintergreen and all these things, and I got some of their product last year, and it works very, very well. Your garden center may not have it, but I know that some of the box stores have it. But it's called EcoSmart. It's already mixed so that you don't have to buy a huge bottle of it. And it comes with a built-in mister head. You just give it a good spray. The thing you want to do is to take your plant, hold it in one hand, and turn it upside down. And spray the underside of the leaves. And then stand it back up again and spray the top of the leaves. So if you have a day where the air temperature outside is going to be 40, bring it outside, spray it outdoors, bottom, then the top, and then bring it inside the house. That way you don't have the product flying around in the air in your house. But there's also another company called Farm Solution, P-H-A-R-M, and they have an all-natural, all-organic insect control for use inside the house.
What do you mean by a box store?
Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. I just wanted something organic and something that I could spray. I don't know if it's the cats that are eating the plants or the pesticides, but I guess it won't hurt them.
No, this is very safe. It's totally organic, and it does have some spice to it, so that if it is the cat, they may not like the taste, and then they won't bother it anymore. But
sounds
it's called Eco Smart. And I know that some of the box stores do carry it now. The garden centers are getting it this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very good product. Say, I used some from a box store last year because I wanted to try it. And it worked very, very well.
And then you can buy that in small amounts. I mean, not these big spray bottles with 25 gallons.
Yeah, right. You can buy it in, like, I think it's like a 16 or a 20-ounce ready-to-use, like a Windex bottle.
Yeah.
Or that size.
Uh-huh. Well, sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Okay. You have a great day now, Mary. Thank you for calling. Jared, who's up next? Oh, we're coming short on time. Let me tell you something here. Okay. If you're going to be starting seeds, or you're thinking of starting seeds, this coming newsletter on Thursday, I'm going to make a list on when to start all of your vegetables. So if you want to start tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to put in the newsletter that's coming out on Thursday that list of what should be started indoors and what should be started directly into the garden. And all you have to do is go to paulparent.com. At the bottom page, put your email address, hit submit, and on Thursday, you'll have a list that will say, start this week, this vegetable the following week, and so forth. And that way you can get things growing inside. Now, if you want to start things in the easiest way possible, when you go to your local garden center, if you're going to start, let's say, tomatoes, rather than buy a pot and soil, buy what they call a Jiffy 7. And it looks like a big checker that you would play checkers with. It's a peat soil mix put into a nylon bag, and it's squeezed so that it takes up less room. And all you do is get it wet, and it expands 6 or 7 times, and it's a pot and soil in one, totally sterile.
Grow nursery-quality plants with Jiffy Brand Potting Mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy Brand Potting Mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy Brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Shisandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ed on the line, who's calling about some patches in his lawn.
Okay. Ed, good morning. Yeah. Welcome
good
to
morning,
the Garden
Paul.
Club.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I have large brown areas of dead-looking grass, you know, along with the green-looking grass, and I was just wondering, you know, what is causing that large, you know, areas of dead-looking grass.
Now, are we talking spots like a foot in diameter or really big areas?
Yeah, really big, like maybe, you know, 5 feet or more in diameter.
Okay. Now, when did this start? During the summer and the fall?
Yeah, some areas, it started during the summer, like small areas, and then suddenly, you know, I see it really is developing into, you know, larger areas. And
okay. Are you getting any Any digging?
Any digging?
Like squirrels? Like squirrels digging holes?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, it could be raccoons. Squirrels or some animal. Yes, sometimes, yes.
Okay. If that's the case, then it sounds to me with the spots getting bigger and big areas and digging and happening during the late summer, fall, it sounds like you have Japanese beetle grubs.
Okay.
And the grubs, the beetles chew starting in late June, early July. They lay eggs in the ground. The eggs hatch. They become a grub. And then in the spring, they'll come back to life because they're all dormant now. They wake up, and they will emerge in June as that coppery beetle. So what the first step that you should do is that grass has to be replanted because they've eaten the entire root system.
Right.
The new technology, I mean, this to me is very, very exciting. You could use milky spore disease, which in your case is really too late. But it's something that you can put down and it will take care of it for the future. Milky spore takes 3 years to work, but it lasts for 20 years after you have installed it. So that's very good.
Okay.
You can use a product like Grubex.
Okay.
That will kill everything there.
Okay.
And it lasts in your soil for a year. If you want to go organic, the new technology from Canada, and this to me is exciting, they have developed something called a nematode. A nematode is a little tiny worm-like creature that we have in our soils, but when the winter comes, because the ground freezes, it kills most of them. So that never gets a chance to build enough numbers to keep the soil free from grubs. Down south, where they don't have the ground freezing, Japanese beetles are not a problem because the nematodes can control the population. And up until now, nematodes, when you bought them, you had 30 days to buy them. So nurseries didn't really sell nematodes because of the shelf life of that product. In Canada, they have developed a new breed of nematodes that will live in this dormant state for 90 days. And you're going to see that the garden centers are going to carry this. You take this nematodes, you put it in a bottle sprayer that you would use to apply any chemical or organic product on your lawn or weed kills or anything like that. You put it in that bottle and you spray it on your lawn and then you water the grass. The nematodes love the moisture and they'll work their way through the ground looking for grubs. Any grub that's in the ground, they bore into a soft spot on their body. Now, think of a soft spot on your body as in your armpit, any place that really stretches. So underneath your knee, between your toes, these little microscopic insects will tunnel in that soft tissue, will go inside and begin to feed on the grub and other insects that live in the ground. They will not hurt earthworms. While they are feeding in there, they're going to mate, and they will consume the whole body, filling it full of eggs, and it will wipe out the entire population in just a few weeks. So this is something that you can look forward to. Now, if you have a lot of big areas, then what I would suggest during April, and this is when you can put down this nematode also, right, is to plant some new seed. If it's a big area, then you can rent a machine called a seed slicer. And it's a machine that will inject the seed into the ground for you. If it's a small patches here and there, take a steel grading rake, soften up the ground, get all the dead grass out, mm-hmm, sprinkle your grass seed, and the new grass will germinate, but the nematodes are there, and they will prevent the grubs from eating the new lawn.
Okay.
So that would be the way that I would attack it.
Yeah.
Get the nematodes in, plant your grass seed, and for one whole year, your yard is totally safe of any Japanese beetle grubs. And that means in the fall, or that next summer, when the grubs are, when the beetles are laying the eggs, the nematodes are there, waiting. So when the egg is planted in the ground and the egg hatches, the nematode is right there saying, ha, here I am. Boom.
Right.
It eats it, it kills it, and away you go.
So in other words, if I decide to use something like Grubex or nematodes or Milky Spot, would I put that down before I plant the seed?
You can do everything the same day. It really doesn't matter whether you do it before or after.
Okay.
And that's something that you want to start to do during April.
Right.
If you do it during April, we get more rain, and that makes it easier for you to water the grass seed to help it to germinate. And the beetle grubs don't get active until May. So that way your seed gets to germinate, the roots begin to grow, the grass begins to grow a top on it, the nematodes or the grubex is in the ground and will kill the grubs before they attack the new grass seedlings.
Okay. And also, what about like lime or fertilizer?
If you have moss on your lawn, put down some lime. If you don't have moss in your ground, that means that the soil is probably okay. But then I would use the seed starter fertilizer. And all of the nurseries, it's called a seed starter.
Oh, seed starter fertilizer.
Right. It has more phosphorus and less nitrogen. That way the phosphorus can concentrate on forcing the roots to grow quicker.
Okay. Very good, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great season. And if we can help you, give us a call, but make sure that you sign up for the email newsletter, and we'll send you some cotton. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Karen on the line who's calling about a flowering cherry.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
We're calling to find out about our flowering cherry tree. It blossoms beautifully in the spring, but then when the leaves start to come out, they continually drop all summer long. Some of them kind of dry up on the branches, turn brown, and drop. And they do have little holes in them, too. What do you think is going on?
What kind of a cherry do you have? Is this a fruiting cherry or is it a ornamental?
It's ornamental. It's the kind that has, it looks like small bouquets of pink flowers.
Okay. What you have is called a Kwanzaa cherry.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
K-W-A-N-Z-A-N, Kwanzaa cherry. That's the most common.
Yeah.
That produces like a little miniature carnation on it.
Yeah, beautiful
okay.
tree.
Now,
yeah.
I want you to check a couple of things for me first.
Yeah.
I want you to go outside today, look at the trunk of the tree, and see if there's any little bumps. They could be brown, they could be black, they could be white. And if you take your fingernail and you scratch the bump, it breaks off pretty easy. And you may even see a yellow or an orange-colored liquid. That would be scale.
Okay.
And a scale insect is relatively common on hitting cherry trees. And that would be one of the problems. And scale can be controlled with something called horticultural oil, which is a highly refined oil that you would spray on the tree. And if you can do it before it flowers, it would be much better.
Okay.
The oil will smother that insect so that it can't breathe, and you want to do it during March and then again in April.
Right.
That will work real good. The other thing that you can do, it sounds to me, I have a weeping cherry in front of my house, and I'll get holes and leaf drop. there is a little tiny caterpillar that loves all types of cherries. And what I do is, as soon as the flowering finishes and the leaves begin to grow, and I see that the leaves are about halfway, I spray my cherry with this spinosad. It's an all-organic. And then I wait 2 weeks, and I do it again, and my tree stays without any holes at all. There's no more leaf drop, and it works very well. So use the oil. If you have scale, and it would be on the trunk
right. In
some of the branches,
yeah.
And then after the leaves come in, spray with spinosad, and then okay. It wouldn't hurt to give it a good application of fertilizer, and you should be okay.
Okay. One other problem with a tree, it seems to have a light green moth all over the larger limbs of the tree.
Right.
Do you think that has any effect on what's happening, or?
No, that is a type of lichen or moss, okay. And that's using the trunk of the tree and the branches to grow on. It's not a parasite like mistletoe. It will grow in a great big ball-shaped growth on the plant, but the roots of mistletoe penetrate the bark, and they get their energy and moisture from the tree. If you go down south, say you go to Disney, you're going to see Spanish moss draping from the trees. The Spanish moss of the south is like the lichens and the moss that we have in the north. It uses the tree for support, but does not hurt the tree.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful growing season. 800-259-9231. And remember, for a free email newsletter every Thursday, paulparent.com at the bottom of the front page. Just sign up. Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now.
Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Jared, who's up next and needs a little bit of help with their garden?
Okay, next up we have Janice on the line, who's calling regarding climbing roses.
Okay, Janice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
We have three or four New Dawn roses that are about 5 years old. They're about 20 feet high, very robust, and they have collapsed along with the trellis that my husband built. They were on the front of a metal barn. So he's going to have to rebuild the trellises, and I'm wondering how far back we should cut the New Dawns. Presumably we have to turn them back, and when I should do it.
Well, why do you want to cut them back? Is it because the arbor has to be rebuilt, or?
Yes. It's over, the barn is about 30 feet long, so these are, as I said, are three or four separate plants, and I think just in terms of getting them up there, it would be difficult to keep them intact. I don't know if he could
okay.
do that.
Okay. Well, if he doesn't think he can put them back, I would prune them in probably the next month. So I would say like the middle of March, 2 to 3 weeks from now. And I would cut them to like 6 feet.
Cut them to 6 feet?
Yeah. He wouldn't have to take them all the way down to the ground.
Right.
He could cut it to like 6 feet, and that will still give him some flexibility for the plant to bend over. But tell him before he does any cutting of that plant, he needs to make sure that he removes any of the suckers. And on that beautiful pink New Dawn rose, anything below the graft, and it will be a swollen area that resembles your fist, any branches coming out below the fist are suckers. And have him take all of those out first, and then cut it back to about 6 feet, 5 feet, you know, whatever he wants to.
Yeah.
And what I would do is go to the nursery, and you can buy something called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And
yep.
This is called an anti-desiccant. If he can spray where he made the cut, it will seal it to prevent dehydration.
Okay.
And because the rose at this time of the year is sending the energy from the ground up into the plant, it could just pour out the top. So by putting some Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, it will seal it, preventing all of the energy from just bleeding out of the plant.
Okay, I'm not sure it's feasible to remove this. I mean, this is such a lot of plant. As I said, it's a huge barn, and there are, you know, several plants. So is that critical that he do that?
I mean, if he can, that would be great. Now, the other thing is, if he wants to dig those plants, he could cut the plant to like 4 feet, dig them now, put them in great big containers, and that way they're out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And that way he can rebuild the arbor or the trellis, whatever he wants, and then put it back in place, and that will make it easier for him to work.
Okay.
And the best thing to do is go to a nursery and see if they have some great big containers, used containers. And I'm sure that they could give you a real good price or even give them to you.
Okay.
But if he's going to do it, he has to do it while the plant is dormant because there's less transplanting.
Will we get bloom out of them this year?
If he cuts it back real hard, he probably won't get too much. You should get something.
Okay.
But what will happen is it will make the plant bush out and become even thicker and fuller in the long run.
All righty. Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Thank you so much, Janice. We appreciate the phone call. We're here Sunday mornings from 6 o'clock until 10. So if we can help you, set your alarm early, and we'll try and work together to help you to have a great gardening season. And remember, sign up for the email newsletter. It's free. It comes to you every Thursday. Next week, we'll be talking about Euonymus coloratus. I'm going to give you a list of when to start your vegetable seeds. We're going to talk about the Canadian hemlock tree and the white flowering hydrangea. Sign up right now. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.